produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Listen, I want to share this word with you. You all know the scripture. You learned it when you was growing up. In church or in your home as a child, 23rd number of Psalms, you all already know it. But I want to share this one particular verse in verse number 4. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Here it is. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let me read it to you one more time. Listen to this. He says, "Yea." So that means, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I want to use for a quick thought. Don't allow the valley experience where it seems to be dark to begin to make you quit. That's all I want to share with you. Don't allow this valley experience that you may be experiencing in your life, whatever it may be, though it may be dark right now, understand it's just a shadow. Understand, it's just a place that you're dealing with, you're going through at this time. But through the other side of the tunnel, there is life. Amen. Amen. I hope y'all got that. Amen. Listen what David says. David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." He says, there are some things that you got to experience in life. We already know that. So I want to just come on and just share this with you to decree and declare this word unto your heart. Understand that where you are right now, you will not remain there forever, because through the valley, amen, it's a shadow of death. So it looks like you won't be able to make it, but you will make it. Don't think that you won't make it. Don't allow the spirit of doubt. Don't allow the spirit of discomfort. Don't allow certain things to begin to interrupt you. Amen. Whatever it is, whatever valley that you're in, don't allow it to interrupt you in this present time. Because understand, we all will go through a valley. All of us. And this is a word, it may not be for everybody. It may not be for everybody. But if it's for you, please like, share, and comment. Because understand that the text is right. But you got to understand, like David said in verse 1, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." So the Lord will lead you into a place where you can begin to get comfort. Understand, if you're dealing with grieving, if you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with, because I'm dealing with grieving, we're dealing with grieving in our family. But understand, as you, as well as myself, as we grieve, as we go through the process, whatever it is, understand that according to the word of God says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Listen, God has ways God has a way of getting our attention. And however he gets your attention, amen. Good to see you too, Bishop. Good to see you, man. Love you, brother. Love you so much. But understand, beloved, God has ways of getting us into a place for us to begin to hear. This has been my prayer for everybody. And I said this morning when I was doing my 3-mile journey walking this morning. It's so important that we as individuals on this earth, as a person who say that they are saved, amen. And I pray even for those who may not be saved, I pray they get saved. But understand that Jesus, the Father, wants us to have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. There is something unique that when we open up our ears and begin to listen to the Holy Spirit, not only just listen, but begin to respond to the Holy Spirit. You have to make a decision within yourself that you're going to listen and you're going to respond. Because understand, while you're in the valley, listen to verse 4 again. Listen what he says. Let me go and read, finish reading verse 2, then I'll read verse 3 again. He says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures, the New King James Version. He makes me to lie down. Glory to God. In green pastures. Lord have mercy. I can deal with that somewhere. I may have to deal with this on tomorrow, but Tuesday tune up. But watch this. He leads me beside the still waters. He puts you in a green pastures. Then he leads you beside still waters. Water sounds like there's a place where it seems like it's dry. It's all get out. He'll give you some water to drink. Lord have mercy here. So God will make a place even in the desert, even in the dry place of your life. God will create waters for you to begin to drink from. Glory to God. He will cause waters to show up. Amen. And let water get all the way you're thirsty in your heart. He'll give you fresh waters. Amen. Watch this. Then it says, he restores my soul. I want to tell somebody, while you're in your valley experience, while you're in this place, this dark place, he's going to restore you while you're going through. Hallelujah. Whatever you are dealing with, whatever you are experiencing, God is going to restore your soul. Amen. He's going to restore your mind. He's going to restore your hearing. He's going to restore your seeing. He's going to restore your confession, your talking. Amen. You got to know within yourself that you will be restored while you are experiencing, according to verse 4. Watch this. Verse 3 again. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. So where you have got out of place, amen, he will put you back in place. Glory to God. Where you felt like you have gotten out of place, where you feel like you have sunk, glory to God. God will lift you up. The Bible says he'll raise up a standard. Amen. He will lift you up and put you back in rightful place so you can begin to see the power and the manifestation of his covenant word. His word is a promise. The Bible says that his promises are yea and amen. Amen. So it's a promise. God is going to do it, even when it don't feel like he's going to do it. Trust me, my brother. Trust me, my sister. The Father is going to do it. I decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's going to restore you. Amen. He's going to restore your joy. Amen. He's going to restore your peace of mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this. Because he says he's going to do it for his name's sake. There it is. For his name's sake. So that means he's not going to allow you to remain in that place, but you got to make a conscious decision within yourself and start confessing that I will not remain here. I'm coming out of this. Amen. And before you know it, just like that, you'll find yourself coming up. Amen. Here it is. And I got to get out of here. He says, yea, though I walk. You hear what he says? Walk. That means you're walking through. Amen. You're walking through. The only way you don't continue to walk is if you stop. Woo! You cannot stop. You got to keep walking through. Well, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It looks like death. You may smell death, but it doesn't mean that you're going to die in your situation. Lord have mercy. Say that again. You may smell death. It may look like death. But it doesn't mean that you're going to die in your situation. Your situation, your valley experience doesn't mean that you're going to die. You got to make a decision within yourself that I'm not going to die. I shall live according to Psalms 118. Glory to God. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So you will not die in your valley experience. Somebody need to put that up there and let somebody know and tell them and tell yourself as well that you will not die in your valley experience. How can you tell me that, preacher, that I will not die? You don't know when I'm going to die. No. I didn't say that, but listen to what the word of God says. He says, yea, though I walk. So walk through it. Amen. Walk through it with anointing within your mind. Walk through it knowing that you're going to begin to see, even as dark, you still can see the light ahead. Glory to God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Evil will come and try to attack your thoughts. Evil will come. I've been talking about protect your gates, your mind gate. I'm still stuck there. So you want to put that in about protect your gates? I'm still talking about your mind. Because the enemy wants to rob our thinking. He wants to rob our thoughts. Amen. He wants to steal. Amen. The Bible says the thief coming out but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says, I come. Glory to God, that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Watch this. He says, I will fear no evil. Here it is. For you are with me. David knew within his heart that God, he says, God is with me. You got to know that God is with you. You got to know, my brother, you got to know, my sister, that God is with you. You got to know with all the inkling in your soul, you got to know that God is with you. Even where you are, you got to know that God is with you. If you don't have a dime in your pocket, you got to trust and believe that God will give you an idea. God will send a raven your way. God will send somebody your way to be a blessing to you on today. Amen, amen. He says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So God, David says, there's a rod and a staff. Don't miss this. There's a rod. There's a direction. His rod is the Holy Spirit, the word of God. The rod will lead you. He'll bring a staff. He'll bring angels. He'll bring people to come and hold your hand and hold you up and lead you and walk through the dark place with you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I just believe by the Spirit of the Lord that the Spirit of God is bringing people to surround you and walk with you through the valley to help you come out the valley. He got some folks in front of you cheering for you saying, come on, come on here. You got this. He got some people behind you pushing you in your back saying, let's go. Let's keep moving. I don't know who I'm talking to, but rest assured and know that God is with you. While you in your valley experience, you need to say to yourself, I will not die. I will not live in fear because evil shows up. I will not fall. I will not quit. I will maintain and I will see the results and the promises and the plan of God. Glory to God. I just want to power you up a quick word just to encourage you, to let you know, even in your valley experience, you will not die. Amen, amen. Even in, oh God, I hear you. Even in your desperate place, you will not die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You will not die, my brother. You will not die, my sister. You will get through this dark place. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, you as well as myself, our entire families, amen, the city of Memphis, the state of Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, our nation, we will get through this valley experience. We're going to go through it with class, first class, and we're going to see the miraculous, the supernatural miracle signs and wonders be displayed in all of our lives. Hallelujah. Though you slay me, hallelujah, though I'm going through, I still trust God. We're going to do what the word of God says. We got to. I know it's tough. I know it's tight. But understand, when you're in a tough place and it feels like it's tight, it don't feel like you can make it. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. Go back to the word of God and remind yourself, when I go through the valley, Psalms 23, verse 4, when you go through the valley, don't fear no evil, for thou art with you. God is with you.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash wash me through. Create in me a clean. Of you, change me, oh God, make me more like you, change me, oh God, wash me through and through, just create in me a clean. Something about you. Change.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.